Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to selections from CBS Records' Black Composer Series, reissued for the first time on compact disc in over 40 years. Black to the Future, Part 2, is what we call tonight's program. Over 40 years after its original appearance, CBS Records' landmark Black Composers series has finally made it to compact disc. Made under the direction of conductor Paul Freeman and employing world-class orchestras and soloists, the 9-volume Black Composers series, which appeared on vinyl between 1974 and 1978, provided rare exposure to 200 years worth of neglected music at a time when most of it was essentially unknown. Some of the composers have since benefited from the advocacy of others. A few of the pieces were re-recorded by Freeman in the digital era, but most of the music is still seldom, if ever, heard. Sony has reissued these invaluable recordings as a boxed set. The official release date was January 18, 2019, reproducing the series' original cover art on the individual cardboard sleeves. There's also a moderately informative booklet and a bonus disc of spiritual arrangements by Hale Smith and others, also conducted by Freeman. Certainly much to celebrate then, and over a period of 4 weeks to coincide with Black History Month, I thought I would devote multiple programs to airing highlights from this set, which must be one of the most exciting releases to appear on a major label in years. Of course, the series is Black rather than African-American, since the repertoire overflows America's borders. And in just a short while, we hear music by a Brazilian composer who lived in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. First, a concerto by George Walker. Walker was the first African-American recipient of the Pulitzer Prize for Music, as recently as 1996, for his work Lilacs for Voice and Orchestra. He was the first Black pianist to present a solo recital at New York's Town Hall in 1945. He was the first Black performer to appear as soloist with the Philadelphia Orchestra, playing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. And he was the first Black musician to graduate from the Curtis Institute of Music. Walker died on August 23, 2018, at the age of 96. Here is his Trombone Concerto of 1957. Dennis Wick is the soloist, and the London Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Paul Freeman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Music dating from 1957 by Pulitzer Prize winner George Walker. We've just heard his trombone concerto. Dennis Wick was the soloist, and the London Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Paul Freeman. Walker lived from 1922 to 2018. He attended the Curtis Institute of Music. He was also a pupil of Nadia Boulanger. Celebrating the return of CBS Records' Black Composer Series, reissued for the first time on compact disc in over 40 years. Black to the Future, Part 2. You're listening to The Lost Chord. And now for something completely different. José Mauricio Nunes Garcia was born in Rio de Janeiro in 1767. His parents were both mixed race. Though his father died young, his mother worked hard to ensure that young José would realize his musical potential. Nunes Garcia became a priest, and when the Lisbon court came to Rio in 1808 to escape Napoleon, he was appointed Master of Music of the Royal Chapel. He performed his own works, as well as those of Cimarosa and Mozart. In 1817, he composed the first Brazilian opera, Le Due Gemelli, or The Two Twins, which was later destroyed by fire. He wrote over 400 pieces of music, of which about 240 survive. Unsurprisingly, most of them are sacred in nature. His Requiem Mass dates from 1816. It was composed at the request of John VI for funeral services for his mother, Maria I. This would have been an especially significant piece for Nunes Garcia, not only because of the royal commission, but also because his own mother had recently passed. In this recording, we hear Doralene Davis, soprano, Betty Allen, mezzo-soprano, William Brown, tenor, and Matti Tuloisola, bass baritone, with the Morgan State College Choir and the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra, all under the direction of Paul Freeman. Here's the Requiem Mass of José Mauricio Nunes Garcia.
Thank you. Oh,
Music dating from 1816 by the Brazilian priest and composer, José Mauricio Nunes Garcia. Nunes Garcia lived from 1767 to 1830, a rough contemporary of Beethoven. He was appointed Master of Music of the Royal Chapel in Rio by John VI of Portugal. We just heard his Requiem Mass, commissioned by John upon the death of his mother, Maria I. In this performance, Doralene Davis was the soprano, Betty Allen the mezzo-soprano, William Brown the tenor, and Matti Tulo Isola the bass baritone. The Morgan State College Choir and the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra were all under the direction of Paul Freeman. Our featured work this week, drawn from an exciting box set, released on January 18, 2019 by Sony Classical. The first ever reissue of the complete Black Composers series, which originally appeared on vinyl between 1974 and 1978. Earlier this hour, we heard the Trombone Concerto by Pulitzer Prize winner George Walker. We'll continue to sample highlights from this set over the next couple of weeks. Black to the Future, Part 2. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord.